Russia is the prime suspect most of the time, typically relying on unnamed sources. RT's Guyane Chichikan looks at how these anonymous sources typically become tools of political decisions.
What is now breaking news on the U.S. intelligence community assessment of Russia's alleged hacking into the DNC has been talked about in the media for over a month. Unnamed officials first shared their assessment with major media outlets.
U.S. intelligence officials tell NBC News.
There is a lot of evidence, according to some reports, which is all pointing to the Russians.
You have unnamed sources, and when you're using sources that are have vested interests in the people that were supposedly finding who the hackers were that hacked into the DNC, had just received $160 million from Google. I mean, so it's a situation where they didn't have any proof. They just said that they thought that they had evidence.
The intelligence community has now made it official in a three-paragraph statement which contains no evidence. Meanwhile, there are other conversations behind the scenes related to Russia which have not yet received confirmation. Unnamed U.S. officials told the media that the Obama administration is considering strikes on the Assad government, which could potentially put the U.S. in direct military confrontation with Russia. As of now, the Obama administration has officially downplayed the idea.
There's a risk associated with taking strikes at regime targets. That risk includes attacking a regime that does continue to maintain a robust air defense system. It also edges U.S. and Russian military forces closer to confrontation. It doesn't serve anybody's interest.
Nevertheless, the U.S. military appears to be bracing itself for a confrontation.
The United States military, despite all our challenges, despite our op tempo, despite everything we've been doing, will stop you. And we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. Make no mistake about that.
More unconfirmed reports, this time on discussions of sanctions against Russia over Syria. The Wall Street Journal cites an unnamed source, quote-unquote, familiar with German deliberations, who said Berlin considers pushing for EU sanctions against Moscow. When asked about the rumors, both the German Foreign Ministry spokesman and the EU foreign policy chief have officially refuted them.
I don't know anyone in Berlin or elsewhere who would make such a proposal.